it's quiet. I'm going to get out of here.
I will now call the applicant back up. Meg Scoutliff and Eric Dirksen. Mike, how many new units are you adding through this development?
196. And the plan is at the early stages between 625 to 1,000 square feet.
And they're condos or apartments?
And typically, they're looking at a market, good market fit, but they're typically granite countertop, wood cabinet type of units. Mm-hmm. They're not low end. Mm-hmm. But they're, I guess the market fit is the best word. It's fit for people that are in that area looking for that kind of lifestyle. So. Mm-hmm.
Is it a condo?
Condo, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we don't pave all the way to the end of your property, there's going to be dust issues. Are you aware of, you know, things like that I'm going to get called about?
Yes, I think further to the comments that came up, I can appreciate the comments that how does it affect the properties, and dust could be one, but at the end of the day, 95% of the traffic of this is going on a paved road back to McPhillips. We don't anticipate any impact that way. A dust suppressant's not a big deal. It's a far difference from having to pave it completely to a city cross-section. Mm-hmm. The other thing, it is absolutely fully expected. I'm not a real estate specialist, but increased property values in the area. This big hurdle crossing this, opening this street was a big benefit to all the new development now. So property values for sure increase. Traffic, I don't think any benefit other than they'll have more paved road on the way to McPhillips than they do now. Mm-hmm. And but I think, you know, those are all fair comments, but I think if I lived in that area, I'd be looking forward to this. It's going to be a mm-hmm. property increase. And I think that's why the ones that are affected immediately have offered their property up for sale. To open the street right away because they see that benefit already. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there will be traffic out both ends, that's for sure. I don't think it'll just be out the McPhillips way. So we really have to take things like that into consideration.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's important to get that precinct plan done and look at the long-term development. But mm-hmm. stopping the short-term development that mm-hmm. is the catalyst for the long-term mm-hmm. is the way to do it. Obviously.
It's really nice that you're not in the precinct plan.
Yeah.
So you could move forward with this. Councillors, any other questions?
No.
Any further comments about the land dedication that we discussed? Did you have any further questions about that, Mike?
No.
Were there things clarified for you maybe a bit more?
I believe what's missing, but I don't know we can get that today, and I take great confidence in Greg. I know his reputation. I quite enjoyed working with him in the past, and I think that we're not expecting a significant difference between the appraised property value and with the new property value based on unserviced land. So that gives us some comfort, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm ready to move motion, sir.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'm ready to make a motion. Madam Chair, I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll move that the, what I'm going to do, Madam Chair, is I just wanted to thank the applicant for their, for this rezoning application. Scoutliff Miller Murray has an exceptional reputation for doing good work in our city, and they've shown that over and over and over again with many different projects. Recently here, the Ridgecrest development, and just of note, there's a ton of development that is happening within this particular area, within, I'd say, half a kilometer within this particular development application. We've got the Wellness Center to the south, we've got Walmart to the east, we've got multifamily just to the southwest there. And, you know, this area of town, I know it really well because I have a lot of relatives living in this neighborhood. And just strictly speaking about the Filipino community, a couple of years ago it was only 60,000 people. Now, in 2013, it's at 65,000. There's about 1,800 to 2,200 Filipinos coming from the Philippines that have money, mm-hmm. that are starting up businesses and are in professions that are coming to our city. And I can tell you that they are eating up all of the new development, mm-hmm. and or if they're not, they're moving into some of the more established neighborhoods, and the folks that have been here of Filipino descent are now moving to the upscale neighborhoods in this area as well. So I don't see any trouble of this particular development moving forward. In fact, I highly welcome it happening in this neighborhood. It's good to see development happening in Northwest Winnipeg. I also want to commend the public service for the administration for their work on this and working with the applicant and the developer. I think that they're very even keeled and their recommendations are fairly sound and they're consistent with all the development agreements that we always treat developers here in Winnipeg. And I don't think they're really onerous. And I appreciate the concerns of the applicant here, and but I have full confidence that as this development moves forward, it'll be very successful, and I hope that the neighborhood, as it moves forward into the future, will develop in a very successful manner. So what I'm going to do, Madam Chair, is that I'm on the page of concurring with the administrative recommendation as it is, without any amendments, except to say that, and I have to get clarification from the administration, but I'd like to see it paved, court paved up to the western limit of the property. Is that already in there?
That's already in there.
Okay, so then I would just basically, Madam Chair, is move the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to executive policy.
No, it's actually because someone has registered an opposition, it now goes to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Planning.
I thought there was no amendments.
No, it's no amendments and no opposition.
Okay. Really? Just a moment, though. They were saying that they were kind of here for information. Could we ask them if they want to change their position?
As it stands right now, they're registered in opposition.
Okay, can we ask them if they wish to change that? I mean, she did mention here that she sort of was here to gather information.
Did you close off public representation?
Oh, you could.
Yeah, we closed that.
We have to reopen public representations, and everyone would have to be heard in a fair manner.
We can do that.
All the suspension rules.
Okay, I'll reopen public representation.
Okay. Yeah.
Just
all those
that
in favor?
Question.
Aye.
Yep.
Okay. Charlotte, can I call her?
Ask away.
You're saying that the whole process needs to start?
I mean,
well, I'm sure people would sit here and say one word then. Do you want to go through that process, Madam Chair?
Yeah.
Okay. Where are the slips?
Okay.
Eric Dickinson, Mike Scatliff, your name and address for the record.
201 Portage, 11th floor, Mike Scatliff.
Eric Dickinson of the same address.
Okay. Wonderful poster you have up there. Can I call the next person? Jay Lev, you're in support, sir.
Yeah.
Mike O'Shaughnessy. Tim Friesen, you're in support, sir. Would you like to speak? Violet, would you like to speak? You're in support. Is there anyone here in opposition? Catherine Short and Davis Nichol, I have a sheet up here for you. Are you here for information or in opposition? You've heard a lot of information here, and if you wanted to stay back, I'm sure you could learn, you know, more about the project as well. So it's entirely up to you if you would like to be.
Sure, sir.
Pardon me? Yeah. So you understand what I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, at this point, we still need to know more important than that we're not opposed.
Okay. Well, what's happening, just so you know, this project, what happened a few minutes ago, if I can say, this project is moving forward. Okay, so what it's going to look like, I mean, those plans are still good. There's another opportunity down the road to come and look at detailed plans.
But it is 196 units, condos. The traffic will, most of the traffic will come off of Phillips up to that property.
Well, that's something that I know that Eric was kind enough to
Could you come up to the front of the table here? I guess the simple question is, are you in opposition or for information?
At this point, I'm still in opposition.
Okay, let's just leave it
there.
Okay. We call those in opposition. Anyone for information?
Anyone for information?
Okay, Madam Chair, I'll make my motions again.
We're going to close.
Yeah. I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye. I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.